Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. As the extended legislative session continues, the deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in other houses Tuesday, June the 23rd. Local Systems Bridge Gap funding measure heads to governor. This is a MAS proposal item. A funding mechanism to keep the Local System Bridge program whole as its use tax diversion continues to be phased in officially heads to the governor. The conference report for House Bill 379 was voted on by both the House and Senate chamber on Friday. This bill was originally amended to provide an additional use tax diversion of the total use tax collected at $1 million a month into the Local Systems Bridge program beginning August 15, 2020 until July 15, 2022 to avoid a funding gap as the 5% use tax diversion builds up. This measure is set to take effect and be enforced from and after July 1, 2020 upon approval from the governor. County purchasing measure heads to the governor. This is an MAS proposal item. On Friday, June the 19th, House Bill 494 was officially transferred to the governor's office for consideration. House Bill 494 raises the purchasing threshold from $1,500 to $2,000 for purchases made that shall not require a requisition to purchase, purchase order, or receiving report. This measure is set to take effect and be enforced from and after July 1, 2020, upon approval from the governor. Conference conferees named for House Bill 982. House Bill 982 revisits the code section that establishes the First Responders Health and Safety Act of 2019. This act was a mandate that passed last year, which required counties and cities to provide a defined benefit cancer policy for firefighters and law enforcement officers due to their occupational hazards. House Bill 982 established a revenue stream to help counties and cities pay for the policies. Yet due to the negative financial impact COVID-19 is having on the state funding streams and to the revenue streams of local government, the Senate chamber amended House Bill 982 to delay the mandated implementation of the First Responders Health and Safety Act until the year 2022 to give more time to find a funding source to assist counties and cities in funding the mandated cancer policies. Note, House Bill 982 is currently residing in conference. The conferees have been named to the conference report. If any of the listed conferees that are mentioned represent your region, please contact them and request that they file and adopt a conference report that further delays the implementation of the cancer policy mandate to counties and cities until year 2022. House conferees consist of Representative Kevin Ford, Representative Gene Newman, and Representative Henry Zuber III. Senate conferees consist of Senator Walter Mischel, Senator Dean Kirby, and Senator John Polk. Thank you. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update.